Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So good.
We're doing a Thursday throwback to the 80s.
Over there.
Now here. Listen. On a women and wine. A Poison is your artist of the day.
Yes, please.
If you don't mind.
I don't.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you on this Thursday afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How was your day?
It was good.
We're getting ready to send Sarah off to college.
Yep. I spent the morning cleaning out our game closet upstairs.
Ooh, we were packing the car this morning.
But you know, when people move out, one of the things I said to the kids was, all of the stuff you're leaving behind, you're not just dumping that in your room. Like, there has to be a space for everything.
That's right.
So we cleared out a closet, and I said, Sophie, whatever clothes you don't take, whatever shoes they go in there. I don't want to look at it. So you're packing up. I've already done half of the packing up.
I mean, you should see my Kia.
Oh, I know what it looks like.
It looks like a disaster.
Oh,
It looks like somebody threw up in the car.
Yeah.
And I told Sarah that 1,000 times today. I'm like, somebody threw up in the car today.
Yeah.
She's like, well, come on, Dad. Be cool.
Is she excited?
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's excited about the idea of living on her own.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was. And then she dropped this nuclear bomb on me. So, So we're driving to the gym this morning. And I said, you know, we're going to have to pack all that stuff back up next summer and bring it back.
She ain't coming back.
She ain't coming back.
Nope. That's what happens the summer of the junior year. Are you kidding me?
She ain't coming
back. No.
And she said, well, Dad, I think I'm going to stay in Lawrence after next summer. And I'm like, oh, ooh.
Yeah.
And so she dropped that nuclear bomb on me today. And I'm like, oh, really? You're not coming back? She's like, no, I think I'm going to stay in Lawrence. So.
One down.
Is this where the crying starts?
No, it doesn't start.
I will tell you this, there is no way Jack comes back to live with us next summer. It's just not going to happen. By the time they're 21, it's over.
Yeah. So what I've deduced, Dana Wright, is that Friday night, so I'm taking tomorrow off.
Yeah.
And we're going to pack her up. We're going to get her ready to go. Okay?
Okay.
And I've deduced that Friday night will be the last night that she actually stays in my house.
That she actually lives and stays in your house.
Right.
Correct.
She'll come back.
Correct.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday night is the last night that she is a member of my house.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
How you feeling, Pops?
Well, Dana Wright.
Because yesterday you were all like, oh, God, it's fine.
Did you blink?
I blinked.
Yeah. That's a milestone revelation. That is a milestone revelation that this is probably it where that member of this household is no longer.
That bird.
Yeah. She done flown that nest.
Yep. God dang it.
That's okay.
I know. And I think I did a good job.
You did.
I think I did a good job.
Wait until she graduates. She'll be back.
Shut up, Sam. Go have a kid.
Yeah, it's tough.
Man.
And here's what I don't understand about you. I tried to talk about this Wednesday. I wanted to talk about it for an hour.
Right.
And you laser focused in on the SEC and the Pac-10, did not want it to, and you were like, oh, it's fine. Who cares? Like, I've already been through it. You go from just poo-pooing it and this is not a big deal to boom. Oh, God, she's not coming back. And like, I was kind of there yesterday where I was like, why is this not affecting you? I thought it was very odd yesterday when we tried to talk about Grown and Flown, and you were like, meh. I was like, do you not remember when she left last? I didn't know what was going on with you yesterday.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It ain't just a river in Egypt.
Okay. I see how we're going to play.
I think maybe you weren't really in the frame of mind yesterday to maybe talk about it. And the reason I wanted to talk about it yesterday was because every single one of my friends was in that car. And a lot of them were going to Arkansas, Alabama.
Right.
You know, they were doing the actual drop off, like see you at Thanksgiving.
Right. But I should be thrilled that I've raised a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is ready to go out, go do her thing, go take on the world, kid. And all I want her to do is go to sleep upstairs.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
I don't know. You're having some odd, delayed reaction to this because
It hit me when she said today that she was not coming back next summer.
Yeah. And I think for that age, that is extremely common. Scott, Jack's,
I agree.
You know, Jack's been in Colorado every summer for the last 2 years. We have not seen him for 3 months during the last 2 years.
Right.
This is when they start wandering out, venturing out on their own.
When she said she wasn't coming back next summer,
yeah.
I was like,
Really?
You're not coming back for 3 months?
There's a huge article in the Kansas City Star today about just the move-in process and what that looks like, whether you're doing an apartment, whether you're doing a dorm. And one of the things we're going to talk about coming up at 4 o'clock, we have Dr. Dana Hawkinson coming on.
At 4?
He has permission or has agreed to talk a little bit about this conversation we've been hearing this week regarding athletes and coronavirus.
Okay. Good.
Recovered athletes and the risk of a very serious and sometimes fatal heart issue in recovered coronavirus patients. Now, keep in mind, he's not a sports cardiologist, but he knows so much about this virus, Scott. And one of the things they don't know, and this is why the Big Ten pulled their football season, they don't yet quite understand why some of these kids are having very serious secondary heart problems after they have recovered from corona. And I want to be clear, it's not just athletes. In one study, I think out of Germany, 60% of the adults that they looked at with an EKG had inflammation of the heart after they recovered from corona. And we're going to talk to him about that at 4 o'clock, because if you're wondering, why are all these people stopping football? That was a huge consideration for
Shifting Pac-12 the season. And Big Ten.
Yeah.
But the Big 12, the ACC, and the SEC.
We're in.
Yep.
And I think that's fine, but one of the things we're going to ask him, do we need to start EKGing everybody? Mm. Think of all the people walking around who've had corona and don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if you have this heart issue? And that's coming up today at 4 o'clock.
All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won?
The band was Alphaville. 1984. On a Thursday throwback to the 80s. You don't want me to do the Wyandotte County story first?
Whatever you want to do, dear.
Let's do the Wyandotte County story first, and then we'll do that one. Wyandotte County health officials announcing today that non-professional sports and activities are prohibited this fall. The announcement comes after Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools already decided to cancel fall sports for their students. So the sport in Kansas City can play. The high school football, soccer, whatever, no. The county's decision was made to prevent further spread of COVID-19. Quoting here from, who am I quoting here from? The county.
Who does this affect?
This affects Turner, Piper,
okay.
Bonner Springs, Wyandotte County, Edwardsville.
And so they would have played each other.
And they probably would have played, some of them probably would have played other counties. Like when I played for Lansing, we played Piper.
Yeah.
So there is cross-county.
Some.
Yeah.
There's okay.
There's some cross-county participation. Quoting here from the news release, specifically, this new order prohibits football, volleyball, soccer, and marching band. The guidance in the order applies to all public and private schools.
Whoa! Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a health department order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sports or activities during the 2020 fall sports season, such as debate, speech, tennis, gymnastics, golf, cross country, or other non-contact activity
are still
are
fine.
Allowed.
And so swim should be on there too.
Swim is not listed.
Well, maybe for them it's spring. Swim for the boys, for us is fall.
So debate, speech, tennis, gymnastics, golf, cross country, or other non-contact spirit activity are allowed.
Good.
However, football, volleyball, soccer, and marching band, banned.
Do you know who this screws? Now, when they say band, we might play in the spring, or band, we wouldn't have anyone to play, so we're not playing in the spring.
It doesn't say.
Here's my heart breaks right now, Scott. For that high school senior.
This is for Wyandotte County.
For the high school senior in Wyandotte County that needed this year on the field, on the court, for scholarship consideration for colleges. Mm. This is devastating to those kids. Devastating. Especially, Scott, for the kids who come from families who might not be able to afford higher education, and the kids' ticket out is a scholarship, even at a D2 or a D3 school, playing any right. of those sports. What do they do now? What do they do now? What do they say to the recruiters?
They hope they have enough on the tape.
They hope they have enough on the tape. And how important is that senior year in getting you over the finish line to get somebody to notice you, and you take that away? And I understand why they're doing it. I understand right. the public safety aspect here.
Sure.
But you are essentially telling an entire group of athletes who wanted the opportunity to see if there was something out there for them beyond high school, you're essentially saying to them, there's not.
What do you do?
Scott, I don't know. I have very, very, very good friends whose children ended up getting scholarships at the 11th minute of the 11th hour this year, because in part due to the pandemic, because they didn't have baseball. Okay. I think the kids just have to work that much harder now. And I would love to hear from an athlete's parent on this. Do you have to participate your senior year to somehow have eligibility to move forward?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
I mean, my heart breaks for those kids.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
And do you move? If you have one of those kids, do you jump counties so that they have the opportunity to play somewhere else?
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Back from Coach Dusty. We have two games in Wyandotte County. So those are either going to be moved or they're going to be canceled.
Yeah.
Wyandotte County announcing today that they will not have any non-professional sporting activity this fall. So that means sporting can play. But if you were to participate in volleyball or football at, say, Piper or Turner or wherever, it's over. It's over. Maybe you had a soccer team, like I do, and we had two games in Wyandotte County for this fall. There's two games we're not going to play.
And I want to hear from parents of these kids, have you thought about jumping counties if you have a senior, especially if you have a senior who's good enough to play at some college level?
At a higher level, yeah. 576-7798, Steve in Turner. Hello, Steve.
Hey, well, we play for Turner Rec, and my son is 10 years old, but the earlier you start this football stuff, the better they can be. And we kind of smelled this coming last month. So we jumped from the Turner Rec and joined a club team based in Missouri.
Oh. And
so we're playing a game this weekend.
So I think that's, wait. Hang on, Steven. You moved your 10-year-old over to a Missouri team?
I sure did. And most of our team went with us.
Hmm.
I mean, the earlier you start with these kids on the football, the better they're going to be when it comes time for these colleges to be looking at them.
Right.
So the earlier you can start, the better chances you have. And, I mean, we're not hurting, but we're not going to be able to pay for three kids to go to college. So we're trying every avenue we can as early as we can.
Steven, if you don't mind, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You don't think 10 might be a little bit young to be hanging your horses on that?
Not necessarily hanging the horses on that, but it's an avenue that we're going to try. I believe that, the earlier we start and the more he can learn, the better he's going to be able to be. And it's something he's very interested in, has been interested in since he was a little guy. And I'm willing to support my kids any way we can. If this is what he wants to do, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Hey, love you. Be safe. Be well. Okay, buddy?
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Brian in Kansas City. Brian, hello.
Hey, guys. First of all, they've had club leagues going all summer long for softball, baseball, and soccer, and there's been no breakout within these kids. They need to let them play. If they don't want to have fans there, that's fine. But these kids need to get out there on the field. Dana, to your point, there is a well-known quarterback throughout the nation who lives in Colorado who is going to be going to West Des Moines to play football this spring because Colorado canceled football. And there's a couple of bigger name players out of Colorado. Yep. That are going to be going to play in Iowa. And I know that You know, my son's worried about his football season getting canceled. If there is no football in track, he will most likely in the spring go up to Iowa, live with my parents just to run track.
Okay.
There's no reason that this needs to continue for these guys. They need to be able to get out there and play. If you don't want fans, fine. But I think the proof is in with all these leagues playing all summer long that it is not being passed around. There's been no outbreaks with these kids getting out there and participating.
And Brian, I'm going to agree with you here. And hear me out. We will play our first game this Sunday afternoon at 3:30, okay? We played a tournament 2 weeks ago, and we played three games in 2 days. Not one kid has come down with coronavirus. Not one. As far as we know. And they say that the coronavirus has an incubation period of roughly 2 weeks. We played 2 weeks ago in a tournament. Not one kid has gotten sick.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the restaurant and bar thing, but you've got these kids, they're moving around, they're not staying in close contact with each other, they're outside. There's no reason why sports should be canceled.
I agree with you on that one.
Brian, thank you for the call. And he is right. Listen to this. COVID-19 cancellations cause elite Colorado quarterback to choose an Iowa high school. COVID-19 is causing an influx of athletes to see Iowa as an opportunity. I think it will be great for my football game, academics, and my family, quoting here from Jake Rubley, considered by many as the state of Colorado's top high school football recruit. Wednesday, Rubley confirmed he will transfer to West Des Moines Valley High School since Colorado postponed football. His father, listen to this, is moving the family and his mortgage lending business to Iowa. Iowa High School Athletic Association clearly states that a student is immediately eligible if their parents have a, quote, sudden change in residence.
576-7798.
Are our Wyandotte County kids who are going to do this, Scott? Because this is not going to be unique to this quarter. There are Wyandotte County kids who are standouts in fill in the blank. Track is a big one.
Yep. Sure. And somebody points out, is it possible, Scott, that some members of your team are asymptomatic? Yeah, that's possible, I guess. Here's what I know. I was around these kids 2 weeks, and I'm not trying to poo-poo coronavirus. Dana will be my witness. I'm a freak about coronavirus.
Crazy.
Yeah. I am a freak about coronavirus. And when I coach these kids, I have a mask on. But I coached these kids 2 weeks ago. Not one of them has tested positive. Now, maybe some of them haven't even been tested. That's fine. I get it. But neither did I. What I'm saying is, you need to take this coronavirus seriously. I'm not suggesting that you don't. What I'm saying is, these kids played against 33 other kids plus, and not one of them has come down with coronavirus, nor did their coach.
You know why the schools are doing this, Scott.
Yeah, of course I do.
You know why the schools are doing this.
Of course I do.
Number one, student safety, and that is important.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's not. Number one.
And teacher safety.
Coaches, teachers, and kids safety.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
But you cannot have this conversation without looking at the liability angle for these schools. They are also, the lawyers are also saying.
Great point.
You know what? This is the definition of uncharted territory.
What I'm saying is, this is a pandemic that needs to be taken very seriously. And I walked that sideline every minute of every game with a mask on my face.
Yeah, I know.
And I took it very seriously. And when the girls would come off the field, I would say, get a drink and put a mask on, please. And they did. All I'm saying is, we cannot, and we should not, go into a cycle where we think no matter what, everybody's going to get it. Everybody might get it. And I can't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I can't either, because you're kind of surprising me here. Do you think they should let the athletes play and you sign a waiver?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now, if you are a casual trumpet player, Scott,
maybe we don't have the band.
You like the marching band.
Maybe we just have the girls come out with the flags.
You like the marching band, but you are not going to be a first chair trumpet player in one of the elite band schools in the country your freshman year.
Yeah.
Then I would say the family probably looks at that and says, look, do you really need to do band or debate your senior
really
year?
Is tuba really that important?
Is tuba really that important to you? Or is it more a hobby? If it's a hobby, we can do private lessons. You know, same with all of these activities. I am having this conversation specifically for the kids who need this to get over the hump, to go on to higher education in their sport.
Right. 576-7798. 576-7798. Phil Collins on a Thursday throwback to the 80s. Mary in Parkville. Mary, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Love you guys' show.
Thank you so much. What do you think about this quarterback that's moving states to play his senior year?
Well, you know what? That's great. If he is that good, let him go to Iowa. But I really have a problem. I've raised three children. We did dance. We lived in Omaha, so our oldest did dance, ballet, did the Nutcracker. All our son played golf since he was five. Mm-hmm. Our other daughter played golf, and I did club volleyball. But all that money you spend on all these sports, like that father with a 10-year-old that's going to Missouri,
It
was football, it's like, why don't you put the investment in their education? And put that money in a savings account so these kids can get an education if they desire to go to college. I just think some of this is crazy.
Yeah,
but I also understand that we need to get our kids out to exercise, too.
So, Mary, the kid in Colorado who is moving is the number one high school recruit out of the state of Colorado. He is considered to be the number one recruit. Now he's going to be the number one recruit out of the state of Iowa. And so at that level, I can't fault a family for picking up and moving. I can't. Because she says, what about the education? Well, his skill will pay entirely for his education. Now, it's one half of one half of one half of 1%, I believe, of kids in high school who are going to have that kind of opportunity.
It's 1% of college football players that will make the pros. But if he is that good,
I would move him.
Why? If he's already that good.
Because he has to play his senior year.
Why?
It could be the difference between a little scholarship and a major scholarship to a Florida State or the Ohio State or Cal.
Nebraska. Larry and Lee Summit, what up?
Well, guys, thanks for hosting my show. I appreciate that. But you know what I feel bad for is that quarterback that's been playing for 3 years in West Des Moines, and maybe he's good. Maybe he's really good. He might even be really, really good. But now you got this guy from Colorado that's going to come in, take his job, and he's not going to get any playing time. What do you think about that?
Now, that's a great point.
That's not fair either.
So the quarterback that was the first-string quarterback at West Des Moines is now like, hey, buddy, I know you've been waiting for your senior year, but guess what? Meet Brad. Brad's from Colorado, and you're now on the bench.
Exactly.
Ooh.
That wouldn't be fun.
Wouldn't be fair.
No.
Curtis and Garnett. Curtis, hello.
are you guys?
Well, good. We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
So my opinion on, say, high school sports, what I've seen, I'm a welding instructor for a college that teaches mostly high school. So I see a diverse group of kids trying to better their life while they're still in high school. But there's a proven fact that high school athletics are extracurricular activities and academics. Kids that are involved do better academically than the kids that are not involved. One, they have a goal to strive for. If they don't make the grade, they don't get to play.
Yeah.
So they do better academically, which will help them go on to a higher education beyond that, if, say, they decide they don't take my class or whatever. But that is a proven fact there. Plus, with being kind of in rural America, we got some kids that don't have the greatest home life, lower income type things. Those sports are kind of their highlight of the day, is being able to go out there and play and show off their skills and things like that too also. So it makes them feel better inside.
Would you move a kid, if you had a kid in Garnett who was the star quarterback, would you move your kid to another city?
Well,
would you move your kid to another state?
I mean, my kids, they do the sports, but our pass is more is rural, so we travel to state. So, but you get a star, you know, one of them.
All right, brother, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Someone just tweeted me, unfortunately, unless it's a move of residency, any student athlete in the Kansas City area has to sit out the season under both Kansas and Missouri Association rules, which I understand in non-pandemic years, Scott.
Right.
Would
you move a kid?
Yes. At the level of the quarterback situation in Colorado, yes.
You would move to another state?
Yes. At that level and that level only, which again is one sliver of a percent of these kids.
There was a kid in my high school who basically carried my team, my basketball team, to state, and the next year transferred to another high school in like South Carolina or something because it was a college feeder school. It happens a lot, even without COVID-19
right.
in play.
But if your kid is that good, have they not already been offered a scholarship?
I think you're on the radar, and they're starting to narrow it down. A lot of kids, their junior year,
you
verbal.
Would sell your house and move to another state.
Yes, at that level of sport.
Hell no.
Oh, I think that you would, Scott.
No, I would not. No, I would not. My kid is either on the radar or is not. But I'm not selling my house and moving to another state, giving up my career so that my kid has a chance to play at some D1 school.
Well, but with a mortgage lending company he owns, he can probably pretty easily pick up and move. Is everyone in that situation? No.
No.
And I understand you can't jump from Kansas and Missouri, and they don't want football players doing that. But why can't you jump from Wyandotte to Johnson or Wyandotte to anywhere else in the state?
You don't know what Johnson's going to do. I mean, Wyandotte County announced today that they're canceling all fall sports, so that's fine.
So then you move, and then somebody else cancels.
And then you buy a house in Shawnee, and you're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. We got to move somewhere else. Well, let's go to Sedgwick.
It's a lot of moving.
I just, the idea of living vicariously through my children makes me sick. And if my kid is that good, they've already scouted them.
I think in some sports you're right, because I have friends who had verbal offers for basketball and volleyball their junior year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in other sports like football, that senior year is very important, Scott. You're leading that team your senior year.
All right. Dr. Dana Hawkinson joins us at 4 o'clock here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.